This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, June 30, 2021, and these are the headlines. President Rodrigo R. Duterte on Monday placed the entire Davao region under modified enhanced community quarantine for the first half of July. The order came about after the region continued to record a high number of daily COVID-19 cases since the start of June. Also on Monday night, the regional office of the Department of Health recorded 670 new cases in the region. 422 came from the city, 90 from Davao del Norte, 73 from Davao de Oro, 38 from Davao del Sur, 30 from Davao Oriental, and 17 from Davao Occidental. In related development, the city government announced that it has started operating its Los Amigos Laboratory to intensify testing of those who are experiencing COVID-19. The health department approved the operations of the new laboratory on June 22, which will run until the end of the year. In business, the Extension Office of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Davao Extension Office, has warned the public against investing in the so-called compensation plan of a city-based entity as it does not have any authority to solicit investments. The warning was the result of the announcement of the Commission on June 24 that JC Pro Global Trading and its people do not have the authority to solicit investments from the public because they have not secured any license for the purpose. The entity has used social media in luring individuals to invest in its compensation plan with a promise of earning 20% daily of their capital, claiming it is trading in cryptocurrency. In sports, the stage is set for Team Gilas Filipinas when they see action in this year's Olympic qualifying tournament in Belgrade, Serbia. The national team will be led by head coach Tab Baldwin and its young core anchored by naturalized center Angie Kwame, all-around player Dwight Ramos, and 7'3", 19-year-old Kai Soto in its bid for a much-desired stint in the Tokyo Olympics. The competition tips off on June 30 to July 2. You're listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on at www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is John Develos for the headlines.